Want access to search and listen to the entire webmasterradio.fm archive of over 1,500 podcasts commercial-free? Just become a webmasterradio.fm elite member for less than 99 cents a day. Otherwise, the last 60 days of content are on the house. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Are your domains working hard enough for you? Now, park your portfolio at RevenueDirect.com to maximize your earnings on traffic. With RevenueDirect's proven domain monetization service, you'll experience better payouts, more options, and smart optimization. Sign up free now at RevenueDirect.com. It's that easy. RevenueDirect. Make more money. Period.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Welcome to the show, everybody, and welcome, Mandy. How are you today?
Better than usual. I have a funny story for you.
Ooh, lay it on us.
Okay, I'm going to dive right into it. So my boyfriend and I were reading on CNN last week that the oldest living woman is now, I believe, 122 years old. She's not confirmed yet as the oldest living, but they believe she is the oldest living woman in the world. Isn't that unreal?
Kind of scary, frankly.
Kind of crazy, right? And she attributes it to drinking 2 full cups of olive oil every day.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? So, anyway, so my boyfriend read all about this, and he's become something of like an olive oil-aholic now.
Does she live in Italy, by the way?
He's drinking all the olive oil in our house, Byron. It's disgusting. It is absolutely absurd. So now I've had to start like marking the bottles so that I know if he's been drinking the olive oil. So anyway, long story short, I went out today and bought 3 liters of olive oil, which I don't know if you've ever seen 3 liters of olive oil in one place at one time. It is astronomical. I almost threw out my back carrying it.
So he's an oiloholic.
It's disgusting.
And does he, in fact, drink 2 cups of olive oil a day?
He has been drinking 2 cups of olive oil every day. And, Byron, I can't even stress enough how completely disgusting it is to watch someone drink 2 cups of olive oil.
You know, she might have gotten that wrong. She has crept up on her age. It might have been 2 shots of olive oil,
two or three tablespoons of olive oil.
You might want to verify the quantity before he goes all in.
It is disgusting. But anyway, so now that we've been consuming all this olive oil in my household, lucky for you, I'll be living to a ripe old age.
That's a good point. Hadn't thought about that.
Are you excited?
Maybe that would make everyone in the office feel like there are long-term goals here if we all drank a cup of olive oil at lunch every day together.
Hmm. Yep. Some really long-term goals.
Well, we have a fabulous guest that we're going to be chatting with when we come back from the break here. Catherine Scrimgower. I probably got that wrong, but we'll take a guess on it. We'll let her be the judge of that. But anyway, she's the public affairs specialist for Zen Motor Company and is unveiling the best zero emissions, zero noise battery powered car on the market.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait to talk with her. I'm really considering getting an electric car. I want to learn more about it. I was kind of hoping that they would somehow come out with a really funky sports car, kind of a hip-looking, really super groovy, chic sports car that happened to be electric-powered. Wouldn't that be fun?
Let's talk to her about that today. Maybe she'll get us one for the office.
Well, everyone, just hang on. We'll be powering back with a battery-powered conversation in just a few minutes. Back at you in a second, everybody. Ooh, nice.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Hey, what are you reading?
Revenue Magazine. It keeps me up to date on everything in performance marketing.
Yeah? I get all my information online.
I don't see a computer next to your boogie board there.
Well, I've got a regular magazine here.
Revenue Magazine is the only hard copy magazine that covers affiliate marketing techniques, search technologies, online fraud prevention, and interactive advertising, branding, and marketing.
My magazine's got pictures.
Revenue Magazine has everything for online marketers, affiliates, merchants, agencies, and networks. And you can read previous issues, blogs, and more at RevenueToday.com.
Mine's got a centerfold.
Revenue Magazine, the performance marketing standard. For more information, go to RevenueToday.com.
Susan, you're still responsible for digital marketing programs, right?
Right.
So your team is responsible for email marketing, web analytics, PPC campaign optimization, and scheduling?
Your point?
Why are you so relaxed? My team deals with 5 different solutions, tech support teams, and just as many invoices, and it's making us mental. What is it? Aromatherapy? Acupuncture? Why are you so relaxed?
You just have to simplify your tool set and unify your team. Lyris provides totally integrated email marketing, web analytics, PPC campaign management, and calendaring functionality. It's all in one spot that provides a holistic view of all your team's efforts. And you get all of this functionality for $299 a month.
So with Lyris, one company can do it all. I feel like I can cancel that acupuncture appointment already.
To see how Lyris can simplify your life, visit Lyris.com or call 1-888-GO-LYRIS. Simplify, unify, and increase ROI with Lyris today.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We're here with our fabulous co-host, Mandy, and our guest that she's lined up today, Catherine Scrimgeour. Did I get that right, Catherine?
Very, very close. It's Scrimgeour.
Scrimgeour, of course.
What a valiant effort.
I apologize for the pronunciation, but the good news is we have that over with, so I won't mispronounce it again. Tell me a little bit about the fabulous new car that you're taking to marketplace here, and you're with Zen Motor Company, public affairs specialist. Tell us a little bit about what you have going on.
Okay, so currently Zen Motor Company is manufacturing a low-speed electric vehicle. So it is a fully electric, completely battery-powered, two-seater car that is designed for city core driving and neighborhood driving. Slight drawback is that it has a top speed of 25 miles per hour, but that is a function of the class of vehicle that it's in, but it's sort of the ideal second car for families or someone who sort of lives and works downtown. It's perfect for them. And then I think what you were alluding to earlier in your introduction is we are planning, or in the end of March, we announced our plans to develop the CityZen, which will be a fully highway-capable, fully electric car, again, with a top speed of 80 miles an hour and a range of about 250 miles.
So I'm really curious about the 25-mile-an-hour decision. Tell me a little bit about what went into that decision and who's currently marketing any products in the car space that only go 25 miles an hour.
Okay, so basically the way it works in North America is that there's a couple of vehicle classes. There's the standard passenger vehicle class that everyone's familiar with and must be able to travel sort of at freeway speeds, and that's sort of what we've all gotten used to. There is a specific vehicle class called a low-speed vehicle. It's also known as a neighborhood electric vehicle. It's about 10 years old in the United States, and it was designed for people originally who lived in gated communities who had no need to use a large passenger vehicle just to do neighborhood errands. So the 25 mile per hour is actually it's a regulation or a requirement of the class that we govern the vehicle to that top speed of 25 miles per hour. And there's quite a few electric vehicle manufacturers that are operating in this space. Zen Motor Company is one of them. Miles is another electric vehicle manufacturer. GEM, Global Electric Motors, is another low-speed vehicle manufacturer. And these low-speed vehicles are really taking off. There's about 45,000 of them on the roads today being used all across the country, and the vast majority of them are that second car for a family.
I couldn't help, when you mentioned gated communities, I couldn't help but think of golf carts.
By the way, I saw the same thing, and I just Wikipedia'd it.
I'll be completely honest.
A golf cart goes. A golf cart can go up to 15 miles per hour. So these are definitely looking a little bit better than a golf cart.
That's absolutely true, absolutely correct. Ours in particular, I mean, you'd never mistake it for a golf cart. It's fully enclosed. You've got a sunroof. There's air conditioning, all the power windows, power locks. It is a car. But there's other models out there that look closer and closer to a golf cart type vehicle, but this certainly, it's the evolution. It's basically the evolution of this class. Originally, it did begin as sort of a response to people taking those golf carts off of the golf course and just driving them on city streets without indicators or turn signals or seat belts or any type of protection whatsoever. The federal government or National Highway Traffic Safety Administration decided to regulate that class or that usage, and then over the course of 10 years, as people have been looking for alternative forms of transportation, this particular class has just taken off in popularity.
Tell us about the cost.
Our Zen retails for about $15,995 U.S., and there's only three options. So it comes fully loaded with power windows, power locks, all the kind of regular creature comforts that you find in a regular passenger car. And then the only three options are a really cool sunroof that pretty much covers the entire roof, a radio, CD player option, and air conditioning.
And availability throughout, I mean, how many cars are you expecting to produce, and how available will they be throughout North America?
Well, we have 35 retailers spread out across 20 states. So they're widely available, very, very popular along the West Coast and then in the Southern states. And they're gaining in popularity up the East Coast. Your other question?
Availability and how many are you producing?
So we began shipping in early 2007, and we've shipped about 350 vehicles so far. So we're pretty new to the game, considering that there's already about 45,000 of them on the road of other manufacturers.
Catherine, what's the weight of it? Talking, I've been sitting on ZenCars.com designing my own car, which is very cool, by the way. You can actually sit here and you can choose different colors and you can tack on as many extras as you want, and it pops up with the exact price tag, which is $20,000 for a fully loaded car, right?
That's correct.
That's fantastic.
Leave it to Mandy to probably build the most expensive car that you have.
I was like, what do you have a convertible? So you were giving me some really cool price analysis yesterday. Tell me some of those crazy prices we were talking about.
I'm going to have to jog my memory. Sorry, the price analysis.
You were telling me that it was 2 cents per mile to operate
the car. Oh, absolutely. Okay, so when you think about an electric car, your approach to driving has to be sort of completely different, or how you think about fuel consumption and fuel economy, because instead of going to a gas station and filling up, and you're going to be plugging in at home. So for a Zen, you're looking at about less than 2 cents per mile to operate. And to fill up the quote-unquote gas tank from empty is going to cost you maybe 80 cents, and that would be really pushing it. So you're looking at maybe if you were to maximize the range. So our car, the low-speed vehicle, currently has a range of between 30 and 50 miles, just depending on how hilly the terrain is. You're looking at maybe $3, $2 to $3 a week in terms of gas costs or fuel costs. And then if you compare that to a regular passenger vehicle, the savings are astronomical, especially in these times of over $4 gallon gas. So just in fuel alone, massive savings. And then also because an electric vehicle has about 80% fewer moving parts, maintenance costs are significantly less. There's no oil changes. There's no exhaust systems, catalytic converters. There's essentially an electric motor and a power source, so a battery. And for a Zen owner, you're thinking about maintaining your brakes and your tires. And that's about it.
Now, you know, the more I hear about the cost of actually, well, in essence, filling the tank, it's costing me about $50 right now to fill my little itty-bitty little sports car. So, I mean, the savings alone is astronomical. But I keep thinking about weird questions. Like, I live in the city. I don't have a garage. How do I plug my car in at night?
Well, obviously, it's a little tricky. So you'd have to sort of become pretty resourceful. We have several owners that have worked out agreements with their employers where they have access to exterior charging or exterior outlets at their place of employment. So if you're your car is sitting there parked 8 hours a day while you're inside working, and then it can fully charge. The draw on the employer's utility costs is pretty negligible, and so we have a few that have worked that out. In fact, a few, there's one particular customer who wrote in to say that not only did her employer agree to let her plug in outside, but gave her preferred parking and a reserved spot, and she's got a premium spot right outside her office, and she never expected the response, but her employer is sort of recognizing her leadership and driving an electric vehicle and just want to support her. So that's one option if you've got a really supportive employer. We have a couple of other owners who've become resourceful and will run, sort of with approval if they're in a condo, run an extension cord as long as it doesn't block sort of pedestrian walkways or that kind of thing, or if you can, somehow run some sort of charging infrastructure. But the premise behind electric vehicles is there's a real sense of an inevitability around electric vehicles, and the infrastructure will follow.
Tell us a little bit about T-Boone Pickens has been in the news quite a bit recently and is really, doing some interesting things. And he's been pushing the solar component in combination with automobiles and cars. What's your take on that? Does that seem interesting to you?
It seems incredibly interesting, and for especially in areas like California where the efficiency of solar panels and the amount of energy that they can draw, it really becomes a viable option for someone who installs, say, solar panels on the roof of their home, and then they plug in and they charge their car completely off of that renewable energy resource. And you're talking about individuals who have gone completely off the grid and their vehicle is completely energy independent, and it's incredibly exciting. As solar power improves and the efficiency improves and the amount of power it's able to draw improves, and there are various companies working furiously on this, it's just getting more and more exciting, and the opportunity to take advantage of renewable energy resources is fast approaching. In fact, the technology that that we plan on incorporating into our CityZen at highway capable car is groundbreaking energy storage technology. And this is an energy storage technology that is unlike a traditional battery. It's not a chemical battery. It's kind of, the easiest way to describe it is like an ultracapacitor type device, but it really is. You kind of have to think of it in general terms of energy storage. But the same type of technology, or this technology, can also be used to help capture that energy or that renewable energy. So wind, solar, wave, these renewable energy sources are contributing a very small amount to the grid right now. And the main problem is, with wind, say the turbine is turning at night, that energy has to be delivered sort of right away to the grid. And if, it's a use it or lose it. Once you have a device that can actually capture that energy and hold it, then it can be distributed as needed. So in the daytime, as the demand for energy increases, that captured energy, perhaps overnight, can be distributed during the day, and then you've got a fantastic process for bringing renewables into the mainstream in terms of electricity generation. It's exciting times. The next 5 or 10 years are going to be incredibly exciting in terms of electric vehicles, in terms of renewable energies, and they really work hand in hand.
Do you know of any, on a personal note, do you know of any electric battery automobile manufacturers that have gotten into kind of the sports car look and feel?
Yes.
I'm obsessed with this.
you know, and it's fantastic. And actually, a sports car, electric vehicle, or a roadster is perfect for an electric vehicle. If you've ever had the opportunity to sit behind the wheel of a pure electric car, you will know that it's incredibly torquey, that off-the-line acceleration is phenomenal, and they are setting land speed records. You know, electric vehicles are more efficient and faster than internal combustion vehicles. That's why it's so exciting. So Tesla is a manufacturer based in Silicon Valley, and they are manufacturing, or in their, I think, early stages of manufacturing a beautiful roadster with, I think it's a top speed of about 100 miles per hour or something, and a range of around 200 miles. And it's exciting. You know, it's exciting for us in the electric vehicle industry that there's this really sexy-looking car out there that's a great poster child for electric vehicles in general.
Now, we talked about the cost, but give me a real value. So I drive my fabulous new car that I've just purchased from you home, and I plug it in. What am I going to pay on a per-day basis if I, you know, drove 15 miles to work, you know, there and back every day?
50 miles to work, there and back every day, less than 2 cents per mile. You're looking at $2.10 impact